Sunday morning, 4/20/25. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is called Pioneers, Founding Fathers. The pioneers are those that laid the groundwork for others to build upon. It is the hardest part of the operation, getting the rocks and stumps out, yes, stumbling blocks, and leveling the ground so the seed can go into good ground. This is what you have been doing in this area. Many marvel at the mighty structures of the past and praise the structures, but those that did all the hard work get very little recognition or praise. You are both the pioneers and founders of this work here in the Permian Basin. You will be known as the founding fathers and pioneers of this apostolic work. I'm bringing it all together. There is no need for you to have any concern about the ones that come and their perception of you, for they will not be looking at that. But they will be following me in my spirit, and they will discern that in you. These ones that I am sending won't be like those that you've had to deal with in the past. For you have been invisible to them, but you will not be invisible to these. They will be of noble character, and their hearts are after me. They are not interested in the work of the flesh, because they are fed up of that. They want me, the real deal, and they want to hook up with those that I've chosen. They will join with you spiritually and naturally. And I wrote here, Tuesday I saw two such ladies that I feel like are part of this in some way. One I've seen three times, and the other I've seen a couple of times. So the Lord's beginning to bring these people kind of up to that we haven't seen in decades. Concerning the letter, the pastors to the pastors in the 17 counties of the Permian Basin, I'm not saying they will go away. In other words, the churches will go away. Some are old guard, and they will go home to their reward, but the others will, I will remove their candlestick. They may keep having church and doing their thing, but when God removes the candlestick, that means he's no longer in it. As I said to John when addressing the seven churches of Asia, they may continue, but they no longer have a room. No room for those that will not follow my spirit. They have forgotten who gave them that room in the first place. Those I'm sending will be given their room. Okay, this is Revelation 2, where he talks about removing their candlestick. Revelation 2, 4 and 5. Nevertheless, I am somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Okay.